Hey, mompreneur, are you feeling overwhelmed by content creation? I totally get it. You have a million other things to do, and somehow your kids always know the best time to interrupt you is right when you start doing work. And by best time, I mean worst time. That's why I made the 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar. It tells you exactly what to post so you can ditch the scramble and get back to what matters most, your little womb gremlins and your business. More time for you, more engagement for your business. Get your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar today at sociallyyours.biz/content calendar. I've talked to quite a few mompreneurs recently who have let me know that they have grown to just hate Instagram marketing, and it is very much just a box to check on their endless to-do list, and it's not fun, and it feels icky, and they just feel like they have to do it. They don't enjoy it. If that's you, I want to tell you about why I love it and how it is actually fulfilling, because I have enough things, and I know you do too, that we have to do, but we hate doing. For me, it would be laundry, dishes, all of that gross stuff. I started my business to have it be fulfilling. I don't want to have to do anything that I find particularly unfulfilling to grow my business. So if you want to use Instagram to make sales without having it drain you and make you want to pull your hair out, this is the episode for you. I'm going to give you the strategy to do it, plus 3 great post ideas to help you get there. Welcome to the Mompreneur Mastery Podcast, where we share actionable Instagram strategies that fit into a busy mom schedule so that you can get more engagement, more leads, and more sales in less time. I'm Sydney O'Brien, an Instagram strategist who started my business with 3 kids under 5 and found a way to do it without sacrificing quality time with my family and only working 2 hours a day. I love helping other mom business owners find that seemingly impossible mom work-life balance instead of spending too much time creating content that isn't getting them the results they want. If you're an overwhelmed but very ambitious business owner and you want to strategize the heck out of your Instagram account so that you can save time and make more sales, you're in the right place. The day this episode airs is going to be the day after Mother's Day, so I hope you are all very well rested and you got time to yourself or time with your family if that's what you wanted, whatever you wanted. I hope you got it and that you were shown appreciation that you were very, very, very deserving of. Also, my youngest has something he wanted to say.
Happy Mother's Day.
My goal for Mother's Day is, as it is every year, to literally do nothing at all, like the whole day, like not a damn thing. I don't want to clean anything. I don't want to cook anything. I don't want to even do a single load of laundry. I don't want anyone to ask me for snacks. I don't want anyone to climb on me. I want to do nothing. That's my dream. Now, I might be alone in that. Some people might actually want to spend time with their family on Mother's Day. But as someone who is with their kids all day, every day, no breaks in sight, no childcare, no nearby family for help or anything, I desperately want that break. So here is hoping that that happens. I was actually talking about that with a friend recently, and it got me thinking about how that is one of the reasons I love social media. And I know that sounds weird, but hang with me here. But it is that sense of community that I talk about quite a lot in my content. But it is also just why social media exists, right? And I love that you can find that sense of community, that validation, that support from people online if you are not able to have that kind of support in person locally. As an example, I have kids that are neurodivergent. This was very new to me. I did not know a lot about what that really meant or how their brains work differently or how to support them. And there's a lot of information out there, but a lot of it is old and outdated and not actually supportive or affirming for neurodivergent brains. So I was able to find up-to-date information from the neurodivergent community online so that I could make sure I was being the best parent I could be for my neurodivergent kids.
And like, of course, there are downsides to social media as well, but that is definitely a pro.
Another quick example that comes to mind, I am a military spouse. Like I said, my husband is in his last couple years in the Air Force and we've moved a lot. The very first thing I do when we get orders is I join a local Facebook group of the place we're moving to. And normally there are like other military families that have their own Facebook group because when we move, we have never been to these places before. I don't know anything about the community or which neighborhoods will best meet our needs or like the doctors there or anything like that. So I'm always searching the local Facebook groups there to see what's what. So when we get there, I have some semblance of an idea of what to expect and what's going on. And right now you might be thinking, wow, yeah, I mean, obviously, Sydney, that's cool. But like, what does this have to do with selling on social media? I'm a business owner. I'm not here to talk about random Facebook groups. And I totally get it. But the thing is, it's hard for people to just be like, oh, hey, stranger on the internet, let me invest in your business. I will give you my money. This is totally fine. That is not the case. You have to have that sense of connection and that sense of community among your followers to be able to help them as whatever your job is, whatever industry you're in, right? You need that connection to get to that point. And it's really hard to do that. It's hard to get leads, to get clients from Instagram without that sense of community. You can certainly do it, but it takes longer and you're not going to have the higher conversions, the higher sales as if you would if you had that community and that connection with your audience. I posted about this on Instagram stories the other day, and I had several people message me that have followed me for a while, and they let me know, yeah, pretty much every sale they've gotten from Instagram has been because of that connection. So it is so extremely important. And I've also talked to a couple people that think it's a little icky to do that. They think it might be a little, they feel like it's manipulative to focus on the connection piece in order to get sales. But I want to remind you that that sense of community comes from you being in your own target audience and you being your own ideal client. You are the best person to help the people in your target audience because you know their struggles and those experiences and how to help them. So I don't find that to be manipulative. I think it's actually quite the opposite. And honestly, like, we are all businesses. The whole point of us being on Instagram is to market our brands, our offers, so we can make sales. So I want to give you three post ideas to start to that you can share on your feed to start to foster this sense of community and connect with your audience on a deeper level. And these kinds of posts always do really well for me in that community sense, but also engagement, which of course helps community because community and connection, because the more you are able to engage with your audience and converse with them, the more you're able to foster that connection and create that sense of community. So the first post to share, and please, when you do share these, make sure you send them to me on Instagram so I can show them some love. But the first one is to share a personal story. Make sure you share a picture of yourself or a reel of yourself if you're going to use a reel, and talk about your struggles with the thing that your audience is also struggling with. I know it sounds a little weird and contradictory because normally I say that your content should be all about your audience. But the thing is, your story, because most people are in their target audience, you got to share a story that's relatable to them. When you're able to tell your story in a way that you can make it super relatable and you can share this commonality among pain points, among the experiences that they're having but not loving that you can help with, it's relatable. They can see themselves in your content. They connect with you because you've been there too. And it's always nice just for them to be able to see and be like, oh, hey, yeah, it's not just me. So definitely share those stories. And people connect with people. So the more you can show bits of yourself and your life and your personality, the more people are going to connect with you and with your brand. So you could share a story about maybe a very specific problem you are having that is common among your audience. You could share why you got into the work that you do. It could be any number of things. The key here is just to make sure that it is something your audience will relate to. Also, for all of these posts, make sure the call to action is asking for comments to start these conversations. But when you have a call to action, you want to make sure you're asking for a very specific type of comment so that people actually follow through. You can't just say, oh, comment below or drop a comment. Tell them what you want them to comment. Is it an emoji? Is it a question? Is it a tip? I mean, you really want the call to action to be more of like, a natural extension of the story you're sharing and have it be relevant to the story so that you can start conversations. So you could share something like, have you ever felt this way? Let me know in the comments. Or what do you do when this happens to you? Comment below and let me know. Something like that. Now, the second kind of post I would share to focus on the sense of community would be highlighting what makes you different. Think about a very common piece of advice that people in your industry give and tell your audience not to do that, right? Because if they're seeing all the time, do this, do this, do this, and then all of a sudden they see you post, don't do this, they're going to stop and read and be like, what? Okay, let me read about this. And they'll consume your content. And then your content is going to make it very relatable to your specific target audience and set you up as an industry expert in your niche. So you would want to talk about why that common tip or hack or whatever it is not the answer for your target audience. So as an example for me, it could be something about like posting 3 times a day to grow on Instagram. I see that a lot from like the really big Instagram accounts, but with my audience being mompreneurs, that's just not going to work. So I could share a post about that, why it's not going to work for mompreneurs, why it ends up leading to burnout and, you know, the quality of your content will suffer and all of that. And for a call to action for that one, I would just ask for people's thoughts or opinions. But this is a great way to show that you understand your audience and set yourself apart from all the other people in your industry, right? Because there are millions of businesses on Instagram, lots of them in similar industries, trying to stand out from one another. And then the third post is share a way for your audience to get a quick win, like a small how to do whatever desired outcome that's going to give them a win. Give like a really brief overview of it. And then, and this is important here, in the call to action, you want to ask for questions in the comments with the promise being you continuing to support them. So call to action, like, let's brainstorm this. How can I help you? And start conversations that way to just really show them that you can help them and you want to help them. And you can start conversations with them to show your authority and your expertise. You want it to be something super simple that, you know, you don't really think much about, but your audience does. For me, as an Instagram strategist, it could be something like what to put in your Instagram name or your bio, and then in the call to action, tell people to comment if they want feedback or help brainstorming their own. It's very little effort on my part, but it helps them and it starts conversations so I can get to know the people in my audience and they can get to know me. So there you go. There are 3 posts that you should do to start building a sense of community if you don't have it. And again, once you share them, feel free to send them to me on Instagram so I can like them. My handle is at socially.yours.strategist. And again, you don't have to have the community and the connection to sell on Instagram. It's not completely necessary, but it certainly makes life easier. It makes Instagram more enjoyable and less like a chore. And it also makes for better sales and conversion rates when it comes to Instagram. It can also make selling feel less icky and pushy and salesy, which is always nice, and make social media more fun and fulfilling and less like just another box to check on your endless entrepreneur to-do list. So these are the kinds of posts that I focus on whenever engagement is down or whenever I am getting ready to do any kind of promotion or launch. I find that my promotional content does a lot better and I make more sales from them when I have this connection down first. Now, a thing to keep in mind here as you're getting ready to share these is that this is only part of a well-rounded strategy. Before you can have this connection piece, you have to make sure that your audience is like your people. You have to make sure that they're already engaging at least a little bit and that they're, like I said, your people. They're in your target audience. Otherwise, this connection piece won't happen, which means the sales and leads won't happen. All of these things are part of a well-rounded strategy, and this is the thing that I am covering in my new membership, Post with Purpose. The whole premise, my whole goal with this membership is an affordable way to help you create a personalized Instagram strategy that is focused on finding this connection and community piece that leads to more sales and leads for your business. So there are 5 core trainings that go over the different types of posts you need for growing a follower list that is full of your ideal clients. One on getting engagement, to, you know, help with the algorithm and get reach and all of that. And then building that community, building that trust, and showing up as an expert during your pre-promotional period, and also what to post during the promotional period so you can actually use all of these posts together to make sure you're actually getting the leads and sales that you need for your online business. And in addition to that, members are also getting templates for these posts. They're also getting additional trainings on how to use the Instagram app itself and Instagram tactic trainings, things like how to write the perfect bio, how to edit in the Reels app, how to schedule Reels, how to batch create content, all that kind of stuff, along with access to me for office hours via Voxer once a month. Now, it launches next week, Monday, May 20th, and there's going to be a super special discount for people that sign up during the initial launch period. So if you want to do Instagram that's focuses on community for selling, send me a message on Instagram so you don't miss out on this special launch offer. My handle is at socially.yours.strategist.
Thank you so much for listening to Mompreneur Mastery, Simple Instagram Strategy for Busy Moms. If you were listening to this episode and find yourself nodding along, I would love it if you would find me on Instagram and send me a message telling me your biggest takeaway. My handle is at socially.yours.strategist. And don't forget to grab your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar so that you know exactly what to post to get more comments without spending hours brainstorming Instagram post ideas. You can get it at socialyours.biz/content calendar or head to the link in the show notes.
Does it take you 3 cups of coffee, 20 minutes scrolling Instagram for inspiration, and a couple Google searches just to know what to post? And then after all that, you still get crickets in the comment section and have trouble turning your Instagram followers into paying clients? You are not alone, and that is exactly why I created my Post with Purpose membership. Inside Post with Purpose, you get simple Instagram strategy to grow and connect with your audience so that you can convert them into clients. You get done-for-you post templates to save you time. You also get monthly Instagram trainings to know how to use the app itself about things like reading insights and story and DM strategies with scripts. Plus, personalized support from me so that you can get your results quickly. Are you finally ready to see a return on all that time you've invested into your Instagram? Well, I have a super special deal just for my Mompreneur Mastery listeners. You can get a $7 trial of Post with Purpose in the show notes. Can't wait to see you inside the membership.